shit, everything got bigger once I hit fucking record. Fucking, what up, y'all? 145. That's so weird. I got bigger now. Fucking new Fortnite season.
Chapter 4, Season 4.
Man, it's pretty fucking neat.
There's so much new stuff. It's just wild.
The guns are weird. Most
guns
of them,
are
anyways.
Little weird. Some of them are whiffy.
There's an SMG with a scope on it. That's real weird.
Nobody asked that one, but okay.
There's another scoped gun that is nowhere near as good as the MK Alpha. And I found out it's decent if you use that Salvo fucking augment. Because then it slows it down a little bit. Otherwise, the recoil is so fucking bad. It's worthless.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
It up and messes up your sights.
And the MK Alpha was like the perfect fucking gun.
I know.
I got to the point where I liked that more than the fucking thermal DMR.
Yeah.
And there is one of the heist weapons is an MK7, which is an even better version of the MK Alpha.
Oh yeah.
And I got like 12
back in the day.
I got like 12 kills in a row with it earlier.
Nice. Like,
and there's this chug. I forget what it's called, but it's like this big barrel. And it's like a chug splash that fully heals your shield and your health.
Yeah.
But you can use it over and over again. It has a 25 second cooldown to it, and then you can use it again. And I was like, what the fuck? This is amazing. So me and Richie were just passing that back and forth between each other.
Yeah.
Man.
That's pretty cool, man. I didn't know they brought that jump back.
Yeah, it's another heisted thing.
Okay.
And some of those fucking... One of those fucking heisted things, there's three things you can choose from.
Okay.
You still only get one, but you get a little bit more variety.
Is that the big one where the Citadel used to be, the Citadel?
Yeah. Yep.
Like Eclipse's base or something, I don't remember.
Yeah, right where the Citadel used to be. Man.
Next to it.
I fucking love that rocket ram.
How is it not called the ramjet? Like.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Time, like, I call it the power bomb.
Yeah.
One, it's your mobility item for the season. And
yeah.
Two, it smashes through literally everything that you can smash through
and the way down.
You kind of can target your bad guys on the way down and you impact. And you can smash. I've already killed people doing it. And I can't tell you how good that feels.
Oh, and I'm getting better with the aiming of it too.
Yeah.
That's the funnest of the mobilities.
If you hold down the left trigger, it actually gives you the arc. It shows you where you're gonna fly.
Man, I thought the hammer was fun. I like this. This holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes far.
Yeah.
And you can kind of hone it, too. Sometimes I feel like if you just need to get across somewhere real quick, you can do it. It's pretty fucking dope.
If you just need to smash that house that the bad guys ran into.
Yeah.
That's really good for, too.
Crash right in there.
Switch to your shotgun of choice and fuck somebody up.
I like that. Got
good ones right now.
That interceptor pump shotgun, I fucking love.
That's the new one that replaced the Havoc shotgun, and I think that's a pretty good match. Does a similar amount of damage with a little faster shot.
It's almost the perfect. It's not quite automatic, but it's not like, all right, I shot. Okay, 10 minutes go by. All those other shotguns are slow compared to it, especially the Havoc. Havoc was That was my biggest complaint, was how slow it was.
If you missed a shot, you're like, oh shit, they've got how much time before I'm going to be able to shoot them this next round?
Yeah, you know what sucked? Well, I guess it doesn't suck, but it did so much fucking damage. Yeah. Like, if you did hit them with it, you really hit them with that shit.
Truth.
But it was... I missed and now I'm dead. I hated that. Oh shit. What you smoking on? Pixie drip. Oh shit.
19.5%, so it's a little on the chill side. Boy, it still packs a punch, I'll tell you what.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah, I got other new things too this week. Kind of classic, but a favorite.
White Widow. White Widow. Yeah, you can never go wrong with that. Oh, mandarin cookies. Nice.
And both of these are sativas. So that's kind of like my get up and go for early in the day.
Hell yeah.
I've got this one right here. I just picked it up. I haven't even cracked it into it yet.
Revolution
brand Tales and Travels, and this particular strain is King Crasher.
Wow, you know, I really dig the packaging. That packaging is top notch.
most of the places have a jar at some point. And these guys, this is the same brand that did this one.
Okay.
Their eighths are in the little bags.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to.
In a jar, but I mean, I'm not a fucking super snob. It's all good, so.
The jars are just nice to have.
They really are.
It's like, and I got a shit ton of them for wax.
Yeah. Let's see, what else have we got this season on Fortnite? Well, first of all the fucking heist mansions are cool as shit. There's so many extra, like, bots and things to just
It feels like a different game. Like, yeah. It feels like I'm playing, like, just a co-op game at that point. And then, oh shit, here's real people.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And so many people land there right now. It's always action. It feels like a real fucking heist. Like, we're really trying to get in here and get this shit. And everyone's racing.
That's why, landing at that 1-4, get enough stuff to, like, jump in and then damage people right away, right when you come in, instead of, like, scurrying
for
shit. And there's enough stuff in that one little fort that basically 2, 3, 4 people can get enough to, you know, get out there and go
into the world. Absolutely.
If you got a full squad, maybe somebody lands on the mountain and slides in, you know, a couple people hit that, you know, one, and then, you know, whatever else. That one heist mansion where it's like the ring of islands and there's a couple of different little mansions around it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, too, because you can land in little side houses and then go into the big house fully loaded.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I like the C4. That I love the destructive side of fucking Fortnite. So I love being able to just blow the shit out of structures.
Yeah, and so got really good already.
Yeah.
And there I'm walking into the heist house and I see a guy, it's like, oh, I'm gonna shoot you. And I run through the doorway and he just goes blink. And I'm like, boom, boom, boom. 3 fucking remote control bombs explode me to death instantly. And I was just like, okay. Good game.
Man.
You got me.
Fucking Richie ran into a place and got downed. and there was a bunch of, there was like three dudes in there, and I just, and some turrets, I just threw my C4 in there, and then just randomly blew it up, and there happened to be some gas cans and a car in there, so it ended up being a really huge fucking explosion, and killing everybody.
That's great.
Yeah, I was like, this is fantastic, I love the C4 now.
That's way better than the grenades.
Yeah.
They did take out that, the, what was it, the Eagle?
The repeater?
Yeah, the repeater.
Just as I started liking it. And that's what I told Donnie. I was like, you know, I gotta tell you something. I take back what I said. I've been using it a little more. And now I see it is pretty fucking good.
It replaced grenades for me because they nerfed the grenades.
Which was so stupid.
And it just pissed me off. I barely used them last season. And yeah, it got to the point where I just, oh, there we go. I'll pick that thing up. And it's like a straight shot grenade. And it does more damage and you can carry more. You can carry like 50 shots instead of 6 grenades. So it really made sense to carry that sucker and use it like I used grenades for the most part.
Yeah, I wish it would have dealt more damage to structures. Like, I felt like those explosions were enough. They should have been taking out walls.
Yeah.
But they did more damage to people than they did walls. And I guess that's because they didn't want you just shooting the floor out from under everyone, I guess. Because that's pretty effective tactic. That happened to me. I was on the island fucking shooting at a guy. And
yeah.
I was on that little bridge part, like the little dock. And that motherfucker shot that dock out from under me. And I just plummeted my fucking death.
I was playing with you that game. And he shot it out. And you're like, oh. Yeah. And then we all, oh man. They were shooting up and somehow knocking all of us. They were on some shit, man. That's not usually how it goes.
Fucking last night, me and my brother were playing, and this motherfucker was stuck in a fucking, in the mountain, and bullets were flying out of the fucking mountain at us. We couldn't shoot him, but he could shoot us. And then he ended up dying in the storm because he couldn't get out of the geometry. But yeah, he was stuck in the fucking mountain.
That's so crazy, man. Shit's glitchy.
I'm like, man, what the fuck is shooting me? I'm like, the mountain is shooting me right now. I don't understand what's going on. And that was our fucking target, too. So, you know, kept telling us there's a dude. I'm like, we don't see a dude. Where's this dude at? Oh, he's in the fucking mountain. I'd have been pissed.
R.I.P. Lonely Labs, man.
I know. Like, I'm glad the Citadel's gone, but I'm sad that we had to lose Lonely Labs.
Yeah, I felt like there was an opportunity to put that heist mansion a little bit lower on that side of the map. Maybe,
man.
Take out some of Slappy or even farther down where those Japanese islands and stuff are.
I would have been happy if they would have got rid of all the medieval shit and not just, like, I'm glad the Citadel's gone, but if they would have got rid of all that and the mine area, whose name fucking Shattered Slabs, I'd have been happy. I rarely go to that shit. It doesn't look, it's ugly. And I don't want to fight in fucking castles. There's never shit there. There's never any good loot. Like, I'm never like...
I liked Shattered Slabs. Just for the chunks of the purple stuff that you can fly around on. And you usually
come that is up fun.
Decent loot. You can find decent loot there.
Man, not me. I never... you know, the vault sometimes I did.
The vault was there.
But around there...
cliff face right there, and then
You know, that's probably my problem, is I always landed in the shitty spot. You froze. Well, and it looked...
Drop down a level and keep scooping up weapons and stuff, and then you cut over and get to where you could take over that one area, like King of the Hill style. What do they call that?
Fucking King of the Hill. Now that is an underrated fucking game mode that I wish more games had. Fucking King of the Hill.
I mean, I don't understand why they don't do, you know, something like that in Fortnite. Have like random kind of games.
Stuff
that was always kind of fun about Halo. You could play like either kill mode, or you could play like
objectives.
Rotated the objectives, whether it was
Team Skirmish
or the bomb game. Was
Assault.
Yeah.
Man, CT, and it was Capture the Flag, fucking Assault, King of the Hill, fucking Oddball was fun.
Yep.
Oh, man. You know, Territories was give or take.
Territories was okay.
Man, fucking Capture the Flag, though. I have so many fond memories of fucking close Capture the Flag matches.
Yeah, you know, there was one... They had way back. It was a red versus blue. Floor is lava, and it was pebbled modes. And basically, there was high points, and people would just start building everything around it, and then try and build everything together. And the floor would just raise up, and it was lava.
Keep
going up. It was Fast Food Wars. That's right.
Oh, Fast Food
Wars. And so there was like a giant burger head or a giant tomato head in one of these towers, and then people would build around it to protect it.
And
sneak in and blast it with a rocket launcher or just shoot this.
I think I played one like that called Monster Wars.
Okay.
And I forgot why I played. They're giving XP away or something away for playing creative. So, the quests are weird now. Like, now you got these survivor medals. Those are pretty fucking neat. I'm almost done with those. Well, at least the fucking first set. Hopefully there's more.
Yeah, right?
The character quests are weird now.
Yeah.
I
do like how they kind of broke it up. If you saw, like, those... the weekly things, like bonuses that we get, they broke it up kind of by character now.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool, and that's how they're going to kind of come out, like this block of three, this block of three.
Yeah.
I just unlocked Pizza Girl. I skipped the dude, like, you know, you unlock it when you get the battle pass.
Yeah.
But all of his extra stuff, I was like, nah.
Yeah. I unfortunately, for whatever reason, am compelled to do it in order. And so it annoys me, but I do it for whatever reason.
Totally cool.
Man.
I'm skipping that first two
pages. Yeah, those first two pages are boring as shit. I really want
the Pizza Girl, and then there's the fish.
Yeah. Yeah, that
muscly fish dude.
I want the vampire guy. What is vampire form?
It looks like he's going to be kind of fun too.
And those fucking wings, the wing glider looks fucking dope as hell.
It does look like a lot of fun.
I can't wait to put those on my fucking goat.
I know driven the pizza mobile.
Yes. The cars, the new vehicles are dope, and I like them more than the fucking car we got that does the drifting, because that car sucks so bad if it's not on fucking road.
Yeah, right.
It's like, man, this shit is so slow. Yeah, I almost rather just look for some slack.
It's already, I don't know if you know this about it, but the car is already too slow. The motorcycles are even too slow.
Yeah.
They max out at like 80 miles per hour. When's the last time you saw a crotch rocket max out at 80 miles per hour?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And I just don't know if the game engine can't handle the speed, but they need to do like a Fast and Furious season and give us something that will actually go.
You know, I think they're afraid of giving us too much speed. Because every time we get a really good mobility going, they nerf it and shit.
Yeah. I mean, how long before they nerf the ramjet?
Yeah. I mean, that could be as...
Got to get another one.
That could be as soon as next week.
Yeah.
And they do that.
We're having way too much fun with this item.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make it a little less fun. Sorry, guys.
And I feel
we just calculated the fun level.
I feel like they don't always hit things that actually are an issue. Like, because there are...
A damn Havoc shotgun for how many seasons?
Yeah.
Our ass. 3 seasons?
Yeah, and it's like, please, let this go away. I'm so sick of dying to getting one-shotted by this piece of shit shotgun.
Ugh.
Like, I do not take it when I go into the vault. I don't go into this vault anymore unless I need slap juice.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not... And I like that every season has vaults. So I'm glad that they really upped it with this. Like, the fucking security systems. The guards everywhere.
The cameras, and then there's, like, that laser beam hallway that you can go down.
Yeah.
Hit a laser beam, it blocks you in there. They call the security.
The fucking Citadel? It has, There's a secret entrance into the vault fucking that you can break into with the fucking rocket ram.
Yeah.
I thought that was... I was like, well, I can break into the side of the wall here and go right to the vault. That's so fucking cool.
Hell yeah, man.
Gusset.
World famous fried chicken. Or...
Oh, that's making me hungry.
Uncle Lou's. The original Memphis fried chicken.
Oh, I know it's Southern, so I know it's good.
Which one do you think is better, just looking at the cups?
Gus's.
Gus's?
Yeah.
You might be right.
Gus just looks like he can make some fucking chicken. Hell yeah.
If you haven't eaten at Gus's, you haven't eaten fried chicken.
I have not eaten fried chicken.
You've never had fried chicken before.
Man, you know, with the pizza girl, they should have brought Pizza Party back. Like, that, they could have got rid of some other health fucking thing. Man, yeah. I miss the kegs.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? I wasn't prepared for them to leave. I didn't realize Fortnite changed that much. Like, the first time when they took away the DMR from me, I'm like, what the hell? They just completely remove things each season?
Yeah.
It's so cool to me that the game evolves, and sometimes it's like almost on a weekly or bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, they do make some changes sometimes. I thought it was really weird that last season we didn't get more jungle. I thought it was going to grow over
into
another area and just take over like one more little area during the season or something like that.
Yeah, some more ice melts or something.
Yeah,
a little
bit of ice melts, so a couple more, things show up. I really just, how do you have it where you've got a dinosaur that you can ride, and when you're not riding him, he tries to bite and jump on everything, right, and kill it, but while you're riding him, you can't command the dinosaur to, like,
yeah,
bite the bad guy.
How's your vicious velociraptor the most tamest motherfucker around when you're riding them? Yeah, like, right. Bite that motherfucker.
Give me the chance to give him a little bite action.
Man. You know, I think they really could have expanded on the fort. Like I said, that fucking medieval area. I've hated it from the get-go.
It's got the most roads in the whole game. And there's no cars ever parked up there. Because it's called medieval. Yeah, no. I said for a long time, man, if they just put some kind of, like, mobility factor in there, whether it's a jump pad or having rifts all over the place or, you know, something.
Yeah.
Cars, you know?
But, and I really like the fact that even on the older map, on the Season 3 map, or Chapter 3... Does it go chapter and then season?
It was chapter 4, season 3. Was what we played.
Alright, but back in chapter 3, season 3, that map I liked more because it wasn't just like, okay, here's this big fucking area of nothing and a few castles. Like, you would go, okay, here's a gas station. Here's this shit. Oh, I'm going through a little town. Here's a cute little store here. Not just, it's a castle with one chest in it, fucking whatever. And there's a field. Like that shit.
Yep. That's what I'm saying, man. If they would have decked out those castles, I think a little bit more, put some jump pads in them, maybe like some kind of exclusive sword or item that, like, only gets found there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like they kind of didn't have shit planned from the start how it's going now. Because they started off really heavily in the medieval shit. We got a gun that shoots fucking swords now.
Yeah.
And then it was like they were slowly getting rid of the medieval shit. Okay, well, some of the castles are there, but now there's nothing fucking in them.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did you just keep this? This is so fucking boring. Like, it's so... Ugh. And the Citadel, it was pointless to go to it. Hard to navigate.
It's hard to navigate in or around. There were no jump pads. You had one reboot van. You had one capture area. And they even took the boss out of it. And just basically, it was just a big hurdle in the way.
Yeah. It might as well have been a hill.
I mean, like, I would literally try my best to go around it every time or just go away from it.
Yeah. There was never action there. You were always surprised if you got fucking shot. You're like, what the fuck? There's someone here?
Yeah.
And now it's fucking jam-packed full of fucking people.
Oh, yeah. One of the hot spots, man.
And all three of them are crazy full of people.
Yeah.
And even Slappy has a bunch of people now.
Yeah, the one on the northeast side that took over Lonely Labs, I feel like maybe has the least amount of traffic, but you're going to find a handful of people like getting into trouble. I feel the Citadel location is a little bit more central. And therefore, quicker for him to hit
off
a bus from just about any angle.
Yeah.
You know, that the pathway goes, right? It's going to go pretty much right by it. And then everybody was really fond of the fields, right?
Yeah.
And so having that one spot right next to the fields... Have you fucked with those forecast towers yet?
Yeah, so we just fucked with them. Like, Me and Richie got to him, and then someone killed us, unfortunately. But yeah, the last game. So it shows. It just. I didn't get to use it, so it just shows you where the circle's gonna be.
Yeah. So this is what happens. I think it's when the storm moves in the first time. At about like 30 seconds in or a minute into that storm, it's like calibrating, it turns on and stuff like that. And then when it, once the screen, it says 100%, a rift pops open and a boss and two guards show up. And you have to kill them and take the key card. And then take the key card back to the screen at the base of the tower and basically unlock it. And it does, okay. And it basically, what it does is it shows you the storm that you're about to shrink to, and then the one you're going to shrink to next. Beyond.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the solo game that I won, I got a crown off of like the third or fourth place dude was holding on to a crown, and I scooped it up, and then I got the win. And I got the win because I had the forecast thing, and so when I like popped up in some shit, I was like, okay, if I land here, it's like in the storm area and where the next storm's gonna be, and everybody's gonna have to get pushed towards me. And so I just hung out on a ridge and was like, kick, 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 and fucked up everybody that was coming at me until it got down to the last two, and then I fucked him up too.
Man, Man, I'm really satisfied with this season so far. And I feel like I say that every season.
Yeah.
But so far, this is fresh. Now, it'll get, I'm sure it'll get to a point where I was feeling like yesterday, like, oh, I'm so happy the season's over.
Yeah.
Like, they need to work, they need to adjust the time frame.
Well, like, and here is where I'm going to have to disagree with you. Because if you look at it, it's literally like 3 months. So that's 4 seasons a year.
Good point.
I think that they got it just right. And if you remember, like, what's been going on the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it was like some random anime add-on bullshit.
Yeah.
Last season, it was Star Wars.
Yeah.
In season 2, chapter 4. So, I mean, like, you know,
they do pump that shit.
Keeping it kind of, I played all the way up until yesterday. I think I might even done my dailies yesterday.
Yeah, no, I definitely... Because
I was like, yeah, why not?
I definitely played yesterday. I hit 200 yesterday, I think.
That purple shit was dope. I liked fucking people up with that.
Man. But,
choose that or the ramjet. I'm choosing this fucking ramjet. Thing's rowdy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. And you know what? I like it. I like it so much better than the Spider-Man glove or whatever they call that glove. Yeah. Which I used to like it before they vaulted it the first time. I used to like it. But now I feel like it was hard to control. I mean, yeah, it got me places fast, but I'm going super low. And
yeah, it was hard to stay up with it.
Yeah, and sometimes it was hard to control.
Yeah.
And the Spider-Man one was pretty good when we briefly got to play that for Miles. That's the other thing I like. I like how they add all this fun shit, like the random anime, the heists, and... fucking chapter 4 season 1.
Yeah.
I can't believe they got rid of that fucking bowling alley. That was the best part of that map.
Yeah.
And then like, you know what, that's the first thing that's gone.
Yeah, the bowling alley was pretty cool. What was it, the, you remember the floating vaults?
Yeah.
Chapter 3.
Those were cool.
Those were really cool, and I felt like...
See, they spoiled us then.
They floated around over the course of that season and changed locations.
Yeah.
That was...
They spoiled us They spoiled us with mobility that season. They gave us all those fucking balloons and chrome. And then put us in slow ass, okay, here's the hammers. Okay, now we're nerfing the fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Like, and then they took out the hammer and gave us a sword. Then they took out the fucking sword.
Before the season was even over. And it was like right at the end of the season. I was just like, dude, 2 weeks. Let's fucking play with the swords for two more weeks. It doesn't make sense. It's like they didn't get rid of all of the Japanese stuff. It's all still there. And then you got like this area, this little dojo area. It's like, oh, it'd be really
worthless
nice if there was a sword here.
Yeah, why did you get rid of that? And then it made things so slow. That was the one I was really, man, I just can't wait for this season to be fucking over.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about when I was playing, you know, they gave us Batman a while back, but he was like, you gotta buy this junk.
Yeah.
Kind of skin. And so, I didn't buy him. And I'm like sitting there going, and they gave us Aquaman one season, they gave us Raven one season. Why wouldn't they give us a season with Batman, and then you can have the fucking grapple gun for Batman?
Yeah.
You can have like the wing glide.
Oh my lord, yeah.
And you can have a batarang, because they got a boomerang in this fucker.
And yes.
Batarang, and you could like run around and basically play as Batman.
Yes.
Right? Like, but are they gonna ever do it? Probably not, because they don't like.
They just
job, but they could do so much more.
Man, what did Doctor Strange do?
Nothing.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Hmm. You know, Spider-Gwen didn't really do shit either. Like, that was... I felt like they just tacked her on to that season.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, it was supposed to be the season that they also unleashed, like, Miles Morales skin and the Spider-Man 2099 skin.
And then that shit got pushed back.
All of that, but then when the movie got pushed back like 6 months or whatever it was, that fucked him out of that timetable.
Oh no, I was so excited. I was like, yeah, Spider-Man's supposed to be coming out. I said, look, we already got Spider-Gwen. I said, I know Miles is coming. And I'm like, wait a minute, where the fuck's that movie? Yeah. Oh, pushed back. Man. And now we're never gonna fucking know what happens. I hate when movies end on a cliffhanger for that reason. What if they never finish the fucking cliffhanger? Oh, what a terrible way to end things.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna get made. It's just a matter of how long before they can do that.
Man, them as X needs to just fucking give up their fucking money.
Yeah. You know?
At this point, some money is better than no money, right? Like, you're making no money with all these people striking. Just fucking pay them fair fucking wages. So,
now they're just gonna go with CG everything.
Yeah, I noticed Photoshop's got that fucking AI autofill shit now that they're pushing. Like, here, just, you know, it automatically creates the rest of your picture. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. Why are we going so hard? And fucking Tesla, when you call their customer service line, it's an AI you talk to. And it sounds just like a real person.
Wow, that's sketchy.
Yeah, that's fucking sketchy as fuck. I don't know why, you know, especially like when Google... The guy at Google said, hey, we got this AI, and they're talking to each other, and they created their own language. That's a fucking problem. Has no one seen The Terminator? That's a fucking problem. Like, oh, hell yeah. Hell motherfucking yeah. I gotta find my bowl. I haven't fucking...
They're cheap as shit, man. Just buy a new one.
Yeah, I should buy a new one. Mine was cool though. Man, it was an eyeball. Fucking a fucking bloodshot eyeball. Fucking man, you know, I thought of something neat. Fucking, did you get any fucking comics this week?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
A couple. It was a Deadpool heavy week. He showed up in X-Force number 43.
Oh shit.
Yeah. He's part of X-Force right now. He kind of made his way to the mutant island of Krakoa and said, I know I'm not welcome here, but I want to be here, so screw you guys. And then I've been, you know, obviously reading his ongoing series. He's looking awfully fucked up right there. I will tell you, this series is currently a little bit trippy, man. It's all about this lady that's manipulating him, and twisting him around and just experimenting on him, and she's hot, so he's just like, yeah, like, let's
fight my girlfriend.
Sure, you can, you know, jam things in my butt. and then
issue 12 of Battle Chasers,
and this one I had to go all out because this is probably the sickest cover of the week. I'm gonna peel this price tag off here so you don't know how much I spent on this. I do get discounts since I kind of work there a little bit. This is the hot cover of the week, man. Definitely, it's a variant cover to that Battle Chasers I just showed you, and it's almost sticker removed. Why'd you put this sticker on? Anyway, wow, it's a hot one.
Oh shit!
It's Art Germ. Is the artist here? He does a pretty amazing job on everybody. This character's obviously very booby.
Yeah.
Red Monica, she was kind of created as a booby character.
Man, what? I've never even heard of Battle Chasers, but I'm pretty...
Okay, so in the 90s, a teenager named Joe Madura started the comic book, or he started doing artwork for Marvel, and one of his first things that he did, they like basically said, your art's awesome, you're taking over the X-Men. And so he took over the X-Men. He was the guy that drew the original Age of Apocalypse storyline.
Yeah.
And designed all of those characters, and he had kind of like a manga style. His name is Joe Madura. It's spelled really fucking weird. But what's crazy is, one of the first things he did before the X-Men, he did the very first Deadpool limited series, which is called The Circle Chase. Deadpool, The Circle Chase. And it's a 4-issue miniseries, and it's done in Joe Madura's art, inside covers, you name it. And it's kind of amazing, so...
Oh man, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. I bought one of these comics fucking just because of the cover too. I was a teenage boy, so you can imagine what the cover was. But it was definitely that Red Monica chick.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I read the anthology recently. I think that's maybe issue number 2. If I'm not mistaken. But man, this actually is almost an homage. It's a very similar pose. But if I remember correctly, that original comic, the pose is somewhat unrealistic in how she is, promoting herself.
Yeah. Archer
took it and said, okay, this is the pose, only kind of more realistic and also sexy.
Yeah, it was very, very unrealistic. But you know what? At 13 or 14, it was fine. I didn't care.
Yeah, well, I missed out on Battle Chasers because that was like my dark period where I wasn't collecting comics. Sadly, I had grown out of the dorm life and found that I could either pay rent and bills or buy comics, and it was several years before I could afford to do both. And I've been playing catch up ever since.
Man, you know, I wasn't even really into comics at the time. Yeah. I just saw that and I was like, wow. You know, yeah.
And now here is a little limited prototype edition.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It is the layouts for all 22 pages.
That is so awesome.
And he threw, this is like the mock-up for the Hulk number one, Incredible Hulk number one homage edition.
Oh, shit.
Is he boy or Raptor, or is he both?
I love it.
And so anybody out there that has kids, or if you just are dope for dinosaurs, go to raptorboycomic.com. You can see that. And then also at raptorboycomic on Instagram. And we're going to build out raptorboycomic.com as everything comes together. We're going to build it into its own website. Currently, it links to a Raptor Boy page on Stoned Ninja. And even if you're not 21, you can look at that page, I suppose. I'll just give you guys that are all 21 watching this authorization, the live of the internet, just this once, and say you're 21.
Just this once, though.
Just this once. Oh. Just pick out the Raptor Boy page. Don't ever lie to the internet, guys.
Yeah, don't fucking... Man, that makes me think of, like, signing up for something that's like, you gotta be at least 13. Okay. Boy, the age verification thing where just, what's your birthday? Okay.
Yeah, no, I just scroll it down and I go, bam. They go, oh, yeah, you're old enough.
Yeah, I'm just randomly picking shit.
I stop scrolling when it hits the 70s. And it's my birthday.
Yeah, I don't like that I got to scroll so far now. No, it's, damn, man, you know.
Let's go like this. And let it spin.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wish my fucking mouse don't spin, though. It's a cheap work-provided mouse. It's free, though, so I can't complain. But listen, since it's just the two of us tonight, fucking Jesse's fucking on a river, I think, and Donnie can't connect to shit. We're gonna call it early on you guys. And fucking,
let's play the internet.
Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna go shoot some shit and steal some shit in the vaults, all that. So you know you can follow us at thebrooklynbeatdown.com, fucking stone.ninja, fucking theslinkycast.com, all that shit. You know, like, subscribe, buy T-shirts, buy a comic book, fucking buy anything. Throw us some money. Thank you.
If you want to. We're not saying you have
to. You don't have to do anything.
Definitely 145 episodes.
145.
Available for 45. You guys to like listen to or watch and enjoy just for fun. And if you think it's cool, follow us on the internet. Share it with other people you think might think it's cool. That's all
pretty. Hell yeah.
You can do all that stuff for free.
Guys. Give us a fucking... money.
But dude, if you want to look cool...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care if you buy anything, as long as you give us a little listen. Fucking... And you can give us a thumbs up, too. Thumbs up. Fucking, we're on YouTube, we're on fucking Spotify. All the fun shit. You know, you're listening right now. I hope. So, fucking, we'll catch you guys next week. Hopefully with more people. And we'll be a little... We're only 10 minutes off, so we're not even cutting it that fucking bad.
That's fine. That's one extra game for us.
Yeah. So, y'all didn't miss out on much. We fucking love you. We'll talk to you next week. Fucking peace out.